Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Alleluia, 谢谢你, Gesù.
We thank you, Lord, that you're here with us.
主耶稣, 我们感谢你, 你在这里跟我们在一起。
You said where two or three of us are gathered together, there you are standing in the midst.
你告诉我们, 无论在哪里, 有两三个人奉你的名聚会, 你就在那里, 站在我们的当中。
We thank you that you have given us this day to know you better.
我们感谢你赐给我们这一天, 要来更多地认识你。
You're always waiting to have communion with us.
你一直在等着与我们有交通。
We love you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
We welcome you among us.
我们欢迎你来到我们中间。
Open our hearts to hear your words.
开我们的心来听见你的声音。
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开我们的耳朵来听见你的声音，你的话语。
You told us to draw near to you, and you would draw near to us.
你告诉我们，我们亲近你，你就必亲近我们。
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开我们的耳朵，今天来听见你的声音。
We ask in your precious name, Amen.
我们奉你宝贵的名求, Amen.
Oh, it's good to be with you this morning.
Oh, 今天早上跟你们在一起真好。
It's good to have another day to find Jesus.
何等的美好, 我们又有新的一天来寻见耶稣。
Our lesson today is titled Denying Self in Our Daily Life.
我们今天的主题是在每天的生活中舍己。
In Luke 9:23, we read, Then Jesus said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself.
在路加福音9:23节，我们读到。 耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”He
tells us to take up our cross daily and follow him.
他告诉我们要天天背起我们的十字架来跟从他。As
daily, we're called to deny self.
每一天我们都蒙召要舍己。And
choose that Jesus has his way in us and through us.
选择让基督在我们里面，并且透过我们行他的旨意。It
took the power of the Holy Spirit to work that out in the disciples.
这需要圣灵的大能才能做成在门徒们的身上。
Often while walking with the Lord, they still had their own ideas.
常常在与主同行的时候，他们仍然有自己的想法。And
sometimes their desires took first place in their heart and were spoken through their mouth.
有的时候，他们的愿望在心里占了上风，就从他们的口里说出来。
But what a change took place at Pentecost.
但在五旬节发生了何等大的翻转。
They were so filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ that we see them laying down their own lives for him.
他们是这样的被基督耶稣的灵所充满，以至于我们看见他们舍弃了自己的生命。
They were seeking only to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他们单单寻求跟随圣灵的带领。
They sought for his guidance, his correction, and surrendered their own plans and purposes.
他们寻求他的指引，他的校正，并把自己的计划和目标降服下来。
As we read the book of Acts, we see it's easy to notice Christ was living out his life in them.
正像我们在《使徒行传》所看见的，很容易我们就看出基督在他们里面活出了他的生命。
The Apostle Paul said, "It's no longer I, but Christ living in me."
使徒保罗说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。
Oh, but now Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
He is the one who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是那一位爱我，为我舍己的。
Oh, praise the Lord. That's the message the Lord has given us for today.
Oh, 赞美主，这就是主今天所赐给我们的信息。
We do desire to come after him.
我们的确渴望来跟随他。
But he says, if you do, you must take up your cross and follow me.
但是他说，你若要来跟从我，就要天天背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Let us open our heart this morning as Sister Alice sings for us about yielding our will to him.
让我们今天早上敞开我们的心，当圣秋姐妹为我们唱这首诗歌关于降服于他的旨意。
慈悲的神，我等候你，愿你自己住我心底，住我每日生活当中，遵主旨意，遵主旨意，遵主旨意是我需要，遵主旨意听主呼召，愿跟主我无论何地，我只需要遵主旨意。我常落在百般失恋，肉体软弱，心灵困病，只有一处能得平安，就是在主身子义里。遵主旨意是我需要，遵主旨意听主呼召，愿跟主我无论何地，我只需要遵主旨意。当我看见荣耀之事，快乐充满我的心里，我的灵魂向主沉迷，主我喜爱遵主旨意。遵主旨意是我需要，遵主旨意听主呼召，愿跟主我无论何地，我只需要遵主旨意。 珍珠之意是我需要，珍珠之意听主呼召，愿跟主我无论何地，我只需要珍珠之意。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，主耶稣，你就是我们最好的榜样。你来到这世上，主啊，你就是遵循父的旨意，并且顺服到底。主啊，是的。哦，主，我们也当效法你。哦，哈利路亚，在各样的事情上面，主啊，我们要遵守你的旨意。哦，虽然我们有的时候肉体软弱，心灵困逼，但是我们知道，在你里面我们可以得平安。我们只要这样安稳地将我们自己交给你，主，你必带领我们出黑暗入光明。哈利路亚，主啊，你必带领我们进入一个丰盛之地。主，我们谢谢你，帮助我们更多的谦卑顺服，遵循父神的旨意，遵循主的旨意。赞美耶稣，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to the Lord.
Oh, 荣耀归给主。
Now, when we're doing His will, that is the way we actually take up the cross in our daily life.
我们遵行他的旨意，实际上就是每天在生活中背起我们的十字架。
That's what it means to take up your cross. You choose to do His will.
背起我们的十字架，就意味着我们选择遵行他的旨意。
How did that take place in Paul's life?
这在保罗的生命里是怎样发生的呢？
He tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, I die daily.
他在哥林多前书十五章告诉我们，我天天死。
He wasn't talking about when he was killed by Nero at the end.
他不是在说最后他会被尼禄王杀害。
He was talking about everyday life.
他是在说他每天的生活。
That he laid down his own life for the life of Jesus.
他把他自己的生命为着耶稣基督而舍弃。
You know,Like I know, there are 1,000 opportunities throughout the day to die to the old self life.
你知道我们一天之中有上千次的机会向老我的生命死。
Self so easily cries out for its own way.
我们的老我很容易出来要自作主张。
It makes demands that is in charge.
他要求来自己掌权。
But once we become friends with our God, we realize He's asking us to lay down our life for His life.
但一旦我们成为神的朋友，他要求我们把自己的生命舍下，来得着他的生命。
And that can be done every day of our life.
这可以发生在我们每一天的生活中。
The Lord has given each one of us a cross to carry for love of Him.
主耶稣赐给我们每一位一个十字架来背，为着来爱他。
Jesus took His cross and bore it all the way to Calvary.
主耶稣背起他的十字架，一直到加略山上。
And it was made so real to the Apostle Paul that he was to carry his cross daily too.
而对于使徒保罗来说，也是这样的真实，他每一天都背负着他的十字架。
In Galatians 5, he tells us, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
在加拉太书五章十六节，他说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Walking is something we do every day.
行走是我们每天都在做的事。
It's part of our daily life.
它是我们日常生活的一部分。
We decide where we are going to go and what we are going to do.
我们决定要到哪里去，要做什么事情。
Once we make contact with the Lord Jesus every morning, we're to stay joined to Him in our daily life.
当我们每天早上与主耶稣亲近之后，就要在日常生活中保持与他的连结。
We ask Him to direct our path and guide us each step of the way.
我们请求他指引我们的道路，引导我们一整天之中所走的每一步。
Throughout the day, we yield our will to His will.
在一整天之中，我们把自己的意志降服于他的意志。
Sometimes words come that are not appointed by Him.
有的时候，你发现一些话语不是出于他的意思。
Check such words and tell Jesus He rules.
就要立刻停止这些话语，告诉耶稣他要来掌权。
He will speak and think how He would have you to speak.
你立志要照他所喜悦的去思想说话。
You belong to Him.
你是属他的。
You're His ambassador to those you contact.Throughout the day,
你是他向你周围的人所差遣的使者，你每天所接触的那些人。
There are so many people who need to find Jesus, to see Jesus.
有这么多的人需要寻见耶稣，需要看见耶稣。
We're to represent Him to each one of them.
我们每一个人都是代表耶稣的。
First of all, there's our family, the young and the old. They need to see Jesus in us.
首先是我们的家人，无论长幼，都需要在我们的身上看见耶稣。
And so do our co-workers when we go out to work.
当我们出去上班的时候，我们的同事也是一样。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2:15, it tells us,We are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
哥林多后书二章十五节告诉我们，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督的馨香之气。
Isn't that a wonderful calling we have to be a fragrance of Jesus?
这不是我们所蒙的奇妙的呼召吗？成为基督的馨香之气。
We don't have to speak a word. They just can smell that fragrance of Jesus coming out of us.
我们甚至都不需要说话，他们就能从我们的身上闻到那基督的馨香之气。
In that same book of Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us,Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
在同一本书《哥林多后书》第三章告诉我们，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Carry that fragrance of Jesus as we go through our daily life.
在我们的每天的日常生活中，我们都带着基督的馨香之气。
You know, when Mary broke that oil over Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. She carried that same fragrance from her hair everywhere she went.
你知道当玛利亚把那一玉瓶真拿达香膏打碎在耶稣的脚前，他身上的馨香之气就跟随着他，无论他走到哪里。
People can tell you've been with Jesus.
人们能够认出你是跟过耶稣的。
When you sat at his feet like Mary did, loving, worshiping him, you partake of his wonderful fragrance.
当你像玛利亚一样坐在耶稣的脚前敬拜他、爱慕他，你就从耶稣的身上领受了那奇妙的馨香之气。
Yes, what a change in the Apostle Paul. He was willing to die daily to his own will and way of doing things.
是的，使徒保罗的生命发生了何等大的翻转！他愿意天天向他自己的意志死，向他行事的方式死。
He went through many trials and counted it all joy that he might win Christ and have him live out his life within him.
他经历了百般的试炼，都以为是大喜乐，好让他得着基督，使基督从他里面活出自己的生命。
He describes that dying process. We're hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
他这样描述这像极死的经历，我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We're perplexed, but we're not in despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
We're persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
Oh, we've been struck down, but we're not destroyed.
打倒了，却不致死亡。
We're always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
身上常带着耶稣基督的死。
That the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
And he tells us, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake.
然后他告诉我们，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
That the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh.
使耶稣的生也在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Does Jesus see himself in you?
主耶稣有没有在你的里面看见他的生命呢？
Do other people notice that you've been with Jesus?
你周围的人有没有注意到你是跟过耶稣的呢？
It'll change the way we speak. It'll change the way we act.
那将要改变我们讲话的方式，我们行事为人的方式。
When we're willing to die to self,
当我们愿意向己死的时候。
And as we read at the beginning of our lesson, Jesus said, if you want to come after me, you must deny self.
正如我们一开始所读的经文，主耶稣说，你若要来跟从我，你就必须要舍己。
You must take up the cross and follow me.
你必须天天背起十字架来跟从我。
Paul always turned from looking at the problems around him or his own sins behind him. His gaze was determined looking unto Jesus.
保罗常常从他周围的难处中调转他的眼目，也不看他过往的罪。他的目光一直坚定地注视耶稣。
He set the Lord always before his face.
他常把主摆在他的面前。
He knew his only hope of being changed was by looking steadfastly at Jesus.
他知道他得改变的唯一盼望是借着坚定不移的仰望耶稣。
As we look on in 2 Corinthians 3, we find this verse, by beholding the glory of the Lord, we're transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
在哥林多后书三章十八节，我们读到这些经文，借着注视主的荣光，我们就变化成为主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。哈利路亚。
That's why our lesson last week and this week tie together.
这就是上个礼拜和这个礼拜我们的课都连接在一起。
We must spend time with him.
你必须要花时间跟他在一起。
We must gaze at his face.
我们必须要注视他的面容。
We must partake of his spirit.
我们必须要领受他的灵。
We must grasp that fragrance of being with him.
我们必须要散发那与他同在的馨香。
Because that's where we're transformed into his image from glory to glory.
因为那是我们怎样被变化成他的形状，荣上加荣。
This is the wonder and glorious reward of dying daily.
这就是天天向己死的荣耀奇妙的奖赏。
I know many of you have experienced the way of the cross.
我知道你们中很多人都经历过十字架的道路。
And sometimes there's pain involved, like Jesus suffered pain carrying the cross.
有的时候这需要忍受很大的痛苦，就像主耶稣也忍受很大的痛苦，当他背负十字架的时候。
Most of the pain in our life from the cross is from our great power of self alive in us.
在我们的生命中所经历的很大的痛苦，大多数是来自于我们老我的强壮。
But the wonderful reward of carrying that cross and denying self, the life of Jesus also will be manifested in our mortal flesh. Hallelujah.
但因为舍己背起十字架，我们得着这荣耀奇妙的奖赏，就是耶稣的生也要在我们这必死的肉身上显明出来。Hallelujah.
If we look at the next chapter of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we have this verse.
如果我们读到哥林多后书四章七节，
If we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Oh, Jesus is our treasure.
Oh, 耶稣是我们的宝贝。
And he wants to fill our earthen vessel.
他渴望来充满我们这个瓦器。
He wants to take the place of self in our life. And he wants to do that every day.
他渴望每天来代替我们的己生命。
As at the beginning of our daily life, we spend time with him.
在我们每一天开始，我们都要花时间跟他在一起。
We ask him to have his way throughout the day.
我们恳求他一整天按他自己的意思来行。
And at the close of each day, as we prepare to go to bed,
在每一天的结束，我们准备上床睡觉的时候，
Often the Holy Spirit reminds us of words that were not spoken kindly of others.
圣灵常常会提醒我们那些对别人不仁慈的谈论，
Or of how our thoughts caused us to fear instead of trusting the Lord.
或者我们的心思意念怎样导致我们惧怕而不是信靠神。
That's the time we should kneel to ask him to forgive us. Our heart.
在那样的时刻，我们应当跪下，祈求他来赦免我们，洁净我们的心。
As he wants to cleanse us with his precious blood all through the night.
我们要恳求他以他的宝血彻夜洁净我们的心。
Don't go to bed with unconfessed sin.
不要带着没有承认的罪上床睡觉。
The Lord is always waiting to hear our cry to him.
主一直在等着我们向他来呼求。
He's eager to wash our hearts and free us from the faults in our self-life and nature.
他切切地渴望洗净我们的心，释放我们脱离己生命和天性里的过错。
You will have a much better rest when your heart is at peace with the Lord.
当你的心与主和好的时候，你会得到更好的休息和睡眠。
Sometimes it's been easy through the day to have an argument with your spouse.
有的时候在白天中，我们很容易跟配偶有争论。
And you think they need to ask you to forgive them.
你觉得他们需要来请求你赦免他们。
And then they think you're the one that needs to ask forgiveness.
而对方觉得你是那一位需要来请求赦免的。
Well, deny yourself, no matter how you feel, and ask them first, would you forgive me?
哦，不管你的感觉如何，要舍己，请求对方来饶恕你。
And generally, they will say to you, oh, forgive me too.
如果你对他说，你可以饶恕我吗？他通常都会说，也求你来饶恕我。
And you both will have the peace of the Lord as you go to bed.
当你们上床睡觉的时候，你们两位都会得着主的平安。
And peace with one another.
也会彼此和睦。
David tells us in Psalm 4, verse 8,
大卫在诗篇第四篇第八节告诉我们，
I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell safe in safety.
我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
David knew howTo be at peace, even when Saul was chasing after him to kill him.
大卫知道怎样来保持平安，即使当他被扫罗追杀的时候。
He put him in the hands of the Lord, himself in the hands of the Lord.
他把他自己的性命放在耶和华的手中。
And he could go to sleep in peace.
他就可以安然入睡。
That should be what we do too.
那也应当是我们所做的。
Whether early in the day or late at night, take all the time you have, all the energy you have, and follow on to know Jesus, to behold Jesus.
无论是清晨还是深夜，利用你所有的时间，所有的精力，竭力追求认识耶稣，仰望耶稣。
Once you have a good look at yourself, fall before him, and know it is your preparation to be set free from the old self-life.
一旦你好好地审视了自己，就俯伏在他的面前，知道你已经被预备好，从老我的生命里释放出来。
And allow Jesus to have more control of every waking moment of the day.
好让耶稣在你醒着的每一刻更多的管制。
This week, I heard testimonies for two or three others who took the time to get alone with Jesus.
这个礼拜我听到了两三位的见证，他们怎样花时间跟耶稣独处。
And the Holy Spirit opened their eyes to see how full of pride we are.
圣灵开了他们的眼睛，看见他们是多么的骄傲。
Even though they work very hard each day for the Lord.
即使他们每天都在努力地为主做工。
All three of them said, I see myself full of pride.
他们三位都这样说，我看见我自己充满了骄傲。
They broke down in tears, and in each case, the Lord drew very near to them.
他们都泪流满面，主也很深地临到他们每一位。
They were filled with His joy and His love in a wonderful way.
他们这样奇妙地被他的爱、他的喜乐充满。
Yes, He has the power to set us free from anything that binds and hinders our walk with Him.
是的，他有权能释放我们，脱离任何捆绑或拦阻我们与他同行的事物。
This is the day of repentance before the coming of the Lord.
这是主再来之前悔改的日子。
Many of us are praying for our countries to repent of the evil that hinders us.
我们很多人都在为我们的国家祷告，来悔改捆绑我们的恶行。
But our greatest need is to say to the Lord, search me, know my heart, see if there be any wicked way in me, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
但我们最大的需要是对主说，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，看在我里面有什么恶行没有。洗净我一切的不义。
Each day that can be our prayer, and each day deliverance is on its way from our Jesus.
每一天这都可以成为我们的祷告，每一天拯救和释放都可以从救主那里临到我们。
He comes running to find a broken and a contrite heart that seeks Him.
He 速速地临到那些忧伤痛悔寻求他的心灵。
He's eager to set us free from self-centeredness.
他迫切地要释放我们脱离自我中心。
And our pride and superiority that we might be clothed with His humility.
脱离我们的骄傲，我们的优越感。好让我们披戴他的谦卑。
Often Christians are tempted to give up when we discover how much the self-life controls us.
当我们基督徒发现自己是何等的被己生命所掌控的时候，我们常常会受试探而放弃。
We're so disappointed in ourselves because we're still bound with a strong self-love.
我们对自己感到失望，因为我们仍然被强烈的自爱捆绑。
The Apostle Paul admitted to the Romans, in me there dwells no good thing.
使徒保罗向罗马的信徒承认说，在我里面毫无良善。
When the Holy Spirit reveals that truth to us, we should cling more fully to our Lord Jesus.
当圣灵把这个真理启示给我们的时候，我们要更加紧紧地依靠主耶稣。
He's the one who's willing and waiting to overcome in and through us as we take up our cross daily and follow Him.
他就是那一位乐意等着在我们里面得胜，并透过我们得胜的主。当我们天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他的时候，
The cross is actually the will of God.
这十字架实际上就是神的旨意。
It's doing always those things that please our beloved Lord Jesus.
就是一直做那些讨主耶稣喜悦的事，他是我们心爱的主。
His whole purpose in coming into the world was to die by doing the will of his Father and become our Savior.
他来到世上的整个目的就是死，借着遵行他父的旨意，成为我们的救主。
He could choose in the Garden of Gethsemane not to die.
他本可以在克西玛尼园里选择不死。
But for love of his Father and for his Father's will, his love for us, he said, nevertheless, not as I will.
但为了对父的爱和他的旨意，也为着爱我们，他说，然而不要照我的意思。
Shall we not pray each day for the grace to die to our own will and take up our cross daily to do his will?
难道我们不应当每一天祈求他的恩典，向自己的意思死，天天背起我们的十字架来行他的旨意吗？
The Lord Jesus did that once on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上那样做了。
And now he desires to do it over again in each one of our lives as we're willing to surrender our will daily to him.
现在他渴望在我们每个人的生命里再做一次，当我们甘愿天天把自己的意志降服于他。
Yes, he's living within us. We believe in Christ is alive in me.
是的，他就住在我们的里面，我们相信基督活在我们的里面。
And he gives us the desire and the power to carry the cross.
他赐给我们渴望和能力来背起我们的十字架。
All we ask is that we surrender our will to him each day.
他所求的就是让我们每一天把自己的意志降服于他。
Let him reign.
让他来做王。
Crown him the king of our life.
冠他为我们的生命之王。
Oh, let's take a few moments. Sister Alice is going to sing about surrendering to him. And let it speak to your heart that Jesus is looking for those who surrender to him.
让我们来花几分钟的时间，圣秋姐妹要为我们唱这首歌《全所有奉献》，让这首歌对你的心说话。主耶稣在寻找那些愿意向他降服自己的人。
哈利路亚，赞美主。全所有我献于耶稣，全所有我欢喜献，我要时常爱主靠主，与主相亲至永远。全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有我献于耶稣，主的脚下我归依。世界快乐甘愿撇弃，求主守我于现实，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有我献于救主，使我完全属耶稣。求主圣灵向我真理， 主属我，我属乎主。全说有奉献，全说有奉献，先于爱我尊贵救主，全说有奉献，全所有我献于耶稣，主与我尽献于你，将希望爱充满我心，赐我智慧与能力，全所有奉献。全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有我献于耶稣，灵魂身体都接近，救恩喜乐何等光荣，荣耀荣耀归主名，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。赞美主，赞美主，哦，哈利路亚，赞美你。
嗯，Let's believe him today.
让我们今天来相信他。
Trust him today. Embrace the cross.
今天就信靠他，拥抱十字架。
The surrendering of your own will for his will to be in full control each day.
降服你自己的意志，让他的旨意每一天完全的掌权。
The glorious day will come while all of us will be so glad that we were willing to die to self out of love for him.
那荣耀的大日将要来到，那时我们所有人都何等的欢喜，出于对他的爱，我们都甘愿向祭司。
Even today, he will be our daily reward as he comes to manifest himself to us and through us.
就在今天，他就要成为我们的奖赏，他就要临到我们，借着我们显现他自己。
We who are leaders will find that our ministry will change.
我们做领袖的会发现我们的事工发生了变化。
We will have more compassion for others.
我们会对别人有更多的怜悯。
More love, more understanding, because Jesus is filling us with His Spirit.
更多的爱，更多的理解。因为耶稣以他的灵充满了我们。
What a radical change took place in each of the disciples once they receive the fire of the Holy Spirit.
一旦门徒们领受了圣灵的火，他们每一位的生命发生了何等彻底的翻转。
That's when they began to learn how to walk in the Spirit and be controlled by the Spirit.
那就是他们怎样学会了靠圣灵行事，被圣灵管制。
They allow Jesus to reign supreme as they decreased in self-will and self-importance and self-control.
他们容许耶稣执掌至高的王权，而让自我意志、自我掌控和自高自大逊位。
I have met a few servants of God who pressed into the life that is Christ, and they were always full of love and joy and peace.
我遇到过一些神的仆人，他们竭力追求而进入了基督里的生命，他们是这样的满了爱、喜乐和平安。
They had accepted that they themselves can do nothing.
他们接受了这件事实，凭着他们自己，他们什么都不能做。
And that is the very open door where Christ comes in all his glory to work and to do his will and plan through us.
但那正是一道敞开的门，让基督带着他所有的荣耀进来，在他们里面，并透过他们运行，来成就他的美意。
We can have this same glory shine on us.
我们也可以让这同样的荣耀照在我们的身上。
As we read in 2 Corinthians 4:6, it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
正像我们在哥林多后书四章六节读到的，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
Shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
他已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光，显在耶稣基督的面上。
Let us surrender today.
让我们今天就降服。
Allow the Holy Spirit to remind us every day.When we're holding on to our own plans, our own ideas, our own will.
许可圣灵每天来提醒我们，显明我们坚持自己的计划、自己的想法、自己的意思的时候。
Need to say to him, take the throne of my heart and rule there alone.
我们需要对他说，求你坐在我心中的宝座上，在那里独自掌权。
You know, the lessons that we teachers bring to you, especially myself, they are what I have need of.
你知道，我们老师们带给你们的教导，尤其是对我自己来说，是我自己最需要的。
Last week, as we taught about getting alone with God, I realized as I taught the lesson, as I prepared the lesson, Oh, Jesus, you're speaking to me. I need more time alone with you.
上个礼拜我们教导单独与神同在，我想到，哦，主，我所教导的就是我的需要，我需要更多的单独与你同在。
And once again, preparing this lesson, I see how I need to be so careful to be fully surrendered to Jesus to do just His will.
而当我预备今天的课的时候，我意识到我需要何等的小心。主耶稣，每一天我要更加谨慎地来遵行你的旨意。
And I believe He's here with us today.
我相信他今天跟我们在一起。
He's giving help to each one of us.
他在赐给我们每一位他的帮助。
To be more willing to surrender self to him.
好让我们更加的甘愿降服己，降服于他。
Be more careful of our words and careful of our thoughts.
更加小心谨慎我们的话语，我们的思想。
Our attitudes.
我们的态度。
And our reactions.
我们的反应。
Oh, when we think how Jesus bore the cross.
当我们想到主耶稣是怎样的背负了十字架。
He knew what was coming, but he said yes to God's will.
他知道前面要发生什么，但是他对神的旨意说是。
He carried the cross all the way to Calvary.
他一路背负十字架直到加略山。
Even when it became too heavy, someone else was able to help him. He was willing to be helped by someone else.
即使十字架是这样的沉重，他甚至需要别人来帮他背负十字架，他愿意接受别人的帮助。
And we are here to help you.
我们在这里来帮助你。
The coordinators, the teachers,We're all available to be a help to you.
我们所有的同工，所有的老师们都准备好了要来帮助你们。
But best of all, Jesus is with you every moment.
但最棒的是，主耶稣每一时刻都与你同在。
He lives within you, and he can lift the hard places of the cross.
他就住在你的心里，他可以提升你的心灵来背负十字架。
He will strengthen you with his own mighty power.
他以他自己的大能来坚固你。
And you'll be like those friends, those ministers that I have lived with and worked with, that I saw them so full of joy, no matter what they were going through.They had love and peace and joy.
你就可以成为像我所遇见的那些牧者一样，他们生命中无论发生了什么样的试炼，他们都可以满了平安、喜乐和爱。
Jesus, we surrender to you today.
主耶稣，今天我们要降服于你。
We desire to be among those who take up the cross.
我们渴望成为那背负十字架的人中的一员。
That we may be your followers.
好让我们成为你的跟随者。
We ask it for your glory, Lord. Amen.
主，我们为着你的荣耀而恳求。Amen.
I see Pastor Ruth is here, and let the Lord lead her.To pray for us.
我看到郭牧师在这里，求主带领他来为我们祷告。
哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，何等美好的信息，就是你已经在我们里面。你乐意帮助我们，你知道我们的本相，我们自己里面本来就没有良善，我们是何等的骄傲，何等的自义。而我们自己还不知道，我们有时候会觉得自己已经很好了，很进步了，以致我们骄傲。有时候我们被光照，看到我们其实很悖逆，很不像你，我们又灰心， 我们还以为我们本不该这样，但是我们怎么会这样？我们就灰心懊悔到一个地步，好像起不来了。主啊，我们却不知道你正是要让我们认识自己，我们需要你，我们需要你。当我们来向呼求，你立刻就会帮助我们。当你光照我们，我们向你哭泣说，主啊，主啊，我得罪你了，求你赦免我，求你来帮助我，圣灵就会立刻来帮助我们，给我们有一个顺服的心，给我们有一个谦卑的心，愿意来学耶稣背起自己的十字架。主耶稣，求你把你自己更多的来给我们，就是愿意谦卑顺服你的旨意，而且知道自己的本相就是这样的，我们的老我就是这样的。只要承认我们的罪，只要来到你的面前，要耶稣，天天要耶稣，更多要耶稣，花更多的时间来到你的面前，不断的来要你，来要你，你就会把自己更多的给我们，让我们知道没有捷径，因为这个老我是极其顽固，不是一下子就能够死的，是要天天死，天天死，假以时日，我们来到你的面前，不断的求你来做，失败了，又来到你面前，让你把我们扶起来，每天又失败，又起，又失败。愿意立刻死，立刻死，立刻放下自己，你就立刻在我们身上多一份，多一点你自己。哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。原来我们一直失败，一直不长进的原因，就是我们自己不肯顺服，不肯死。圣灵一直要花那么多时间来制作我们，就是对付我们这个己。哦，主耶稣，我们今天在你面前说，主啊，请你更多来，更多来光照，更多来让我看到我自己，我自己的不顺服，我自己的骄傲，我自己的自以为是。圣灵啊，也请你来，现在就来充满我们，现在就来充满我们，给我们有一个愿意的心，谦卑的心，来常常祈求你来成为我们的生命，把你自己更多的给我们，也吸引我们更多来到你的面前。主耶稣，感谢你，赞美你，让我们知道没有捷径，没有任何捷径，只有天天来到你的面前，花更多的时间来读你的话语， 来让你光照我们，来安静在你面前，给你时间，你自然就会帮助我们，就坐在我们的身上，你就要成为我们馨香之气，别人也会认出我们是跟过你的，是花很多时间在你面前的。哦，主啊，你现在就来做，赞美主，这是每天的工作，每天的功课。我们愿意来赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is here. He's here to change us.
耶稣在这里，耶稣在这里改变我们。
Hallelujah.赞美耶稣，哦，感谢耶稣。主啊，我们知道今天晚上或者是早上你在我们这里，主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你。主啊，我们爱你，爱你。主啊，我们需要你，需要你。主啊，我们今天我们知道你又在借助你的话语来提醒我们。主啊，你的话语说，你自己说，若有人要得着生命，就必须舍弃生命。主啊，我们要舍弃我们这个自己的生命，我们自己的老我，我们自己的想法，我们自己的作为，我们自己想要怎么样。哦，主啊，让我们这个我这个己继续的被对付，被致死，被钉在十字架上。你透过每一天我们生活上的每一件事，将我们死，不断的死，不断的致死自己的意念，致死自己的意识，没有自己的意识，就单单只有你的意识，单单顺服你。哦，这十字架的道路就是遵循你的道路。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，你透过圣灵在我们的里面天天的对我们说话，那微小的声音告诉我们，这里不对了，那个态度不对了，说错话了，想法错了。哦，主啊，主啊，谢谢你的圣灵，每一天都来带领我们，都来告诉我们，好叫我们一直的降服，一直的降服，好叫我们越来越没有自己的意识，越来越只跟随你的意思，就像主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告，主啊，不是我的意思，乃是你的意思。主啊，帮助我们，今天我们在这里，我们向你祈求，我们要更多的被你充满，更多的住在你的里面，更深的与你连接。我们需要你的圣灵每一天都充满我们，让我们花更多的时间与你连接。主啊，唯有紧紧的跟你连接，我们才有办法致死这个老我。主啊，我们把自己交给你，我们愿意。主啊，今天我们向你说，我们愿意，我们要改变，我们要越来越像你，我们要活出耶稣你自己。但是主啊，我们是软弱的，我们自己做不到。主啊，我们需要你，我们更多的需要你，需要你来充满我们。主啊，我们要像那个玛利亚， 哦，把那个真拿大香膏自己来打破，我们自己在你面前愿意，哦，被你破碎。主啊，我们要跟你说，我们愿意，这是我们的祷告，我们要把自己全然的献上。主啊，这是我们向你的祈求。主啊，我们知道，当我们愿意，当我们立定心志要把自己献给你，主啊，我们说我们要全然的献给你，你就会在我们的生命里头开始做工，开始带领我们。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢你天天与我们同行，天天来在我们生命里头做奇妙的工作。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，好叫你自己的生命一点一滴地坐在我们的里面，叫我们的生命充满着你，渐渐渐渐越来越多的耶稣在我们的里面。哦，叫人看见的时候说，我们是跟过耶稣的人，我们有耶稣的馨香之气。当他们看见我们的时候，他们不是看见我们这个人，他是看见耶稣在我这个人里面做了多大的工作。哦，主啊，主啊，主啊，就像保罗这样，当人看见保罗，人就说，以前的保罗不是那样吗？哦，主啊，主啊，但是现在却不一样了。主啊，我们愿意像保罗这样的被你制作。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你。今天我们要更多的被你充满。主啊，我们今天我们学习要更多的舍己，要更多的自食自己。主啊，我们真的把自己献给你。我今天我们就献上给你，完全的献上。主啊，我们需要你，我们爱你，充满我们，充满我们这个时刻，更多更多的充满我们。迫切的向你祈求，我们感谢你一致的提醒我们，一致的带领我们。我们感谢，我们把自己交给你，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 There's an old song that keeps coming to me. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take your cross and follow me.
有一首古老的诗歌一直在我的心环绕。我今听见救主的呼召，我今听见救主的呼召，背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Let's say yes to him.
让我们对他说是。
We have a few minutes left. We just listen to his voice.
我们还有几分钟的时间，我们就在这里听他的声音。
And respond and say, yes, I'll follow Jesus.
我们向他来回应，是的，我要来跟随耶稣。
I'll go with you through the garden.
我要跟随你到客西马尼园。
I'll take my cross and follow you.
我要背起我的十字架来跟随你。
You will give me grace and glory.
你会赐给我你的恩典和荣耀。
And go with me all the way.
你会一路与我同行。
Amen.
Amen.
我们当中也许有人，你正在经历一个痛苦，一个 恐惧，或者是一个不明白为什么会这样。耶稣在这里呼召劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来，我就必使你们得享安息。他说，你们要我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，要学我的样式，这样你们就必得享安息。主耶稣是那么的柔和谦卑，就像刚才牧师讲的，在克西马尼，他本可以选择自己的意思，但是他对父说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。我们现在立刻跟主讲，我相信你，我相信你，现在临到我身上的，我现在所经历的都是出于你，你有最美的旨意，我把所有这一切都交给你，只要你来成就你的意思，我愿意顺服，我不要有自己的意思。主耶稣现在帮助我，不要有自己的惧怕，不要有自己的痛苦，不要有自己的想不通，相信你，你所给这一切都是最好的，是要让我来跟你一起享荣耀。我顺服你，我要背这个十字架跟从你，我现在就顺服你。主，现在就要帮助你，你立刻可以得释放，极大的平安会临到你。哈利路亚。
I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes.
我要说是的，主，是的，主。
Jesus is giving grace to each one who has said yes to him.
主耶稣把他的恩典正在赐给每一位向他说是的人。
You're going to find your change.
你会发现你将要改变。
You're more willing to listen to his voice.
你更加愿意听他的声音。
He's doing that.In every group that's gathered together.
他在我们今天聚集的每一个课室里做这件事。
You surrender, put the offering on the altar, and the fire of the Holy Spirit consumes it.
当你把自己降服，献在祭坛上，他的烈火就要降下。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
阿门。
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 Emma, can will you dismiss us?
可以请艾玛姐妹为我们做结束祷告。
阿们，谢谢主，哈利路亚。主啊，我们谢谢你今天丰富的同在，丰富的教导。哦，主啊，主啊，带领我们进入 你的真理。圣灵啊，让我们每天操练，来到你的面前遇见你。主啊，我们向你说，我们愿意，我们愿意，我们愿意来背起自己的十字架来跟随你。哦，舍己，否认自己，我们遵行你的旨意。哦，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，赞美你，何等的感恩。主啊，我们可以走上这一条荣耀的十字架的道路。哦，耶稣啊，我们也何等的感恩，是你陪我们一起走，谢谢你。哦，主啊，让这个真理，让你的同在随着我们一整天，甚至一整周。主啊，让我们的心深深的被你吸引，谢谢主。主啊，谢谢你，我们爱你，我们谢谢你先走在我们的前头，为我们预备了这一切。我们感谢你，主啊，谢谢所有的老师，主啊，谢谢所有的同工，还有弟兄姐妹们，感谢主。我们这样祷告，感谢是奉耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们，
阿们，哈利路亚，
阿们，哈利路亚。
We don't want to leave, do we? Because he's so real.
我们不想要离开，因为他是这样的真实。
But if you need to go, you are dismissed.
但如果你需要离开，你可以离开。